Kristen in the Morning Rush on 93.1 at Jams. It's a reality for people, of course, is going through situations that are not very fun, especially if you have to break bad news to someone you care about.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. It's always fun for me to break the bad news.
You got issues. I don't get it, though.
You got issues, and I got some tissues right over here for you.
You're a sensitive guy.
I know. That's why I like breaking bad news to people that I don't know.
Okay.
That way I don't feel as bad. That's why I've got Anthony on the phone this morning and Ariel. So, Ariel, what's going on?
Good morning.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Yeah, I need to break some bad news to my friend Anthony.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, we play golf together, and we play with a whole group, and it kind of started out as just a way to pass the time, but it's gotten a little more serious, and my group says that Anthony's been cheating.
Oh.
Oh, gosh, really?
Oh, Anthony.
Yes. Yeah. They got him, like, changing his scorecard, I guess.
Cheater,
so
pumpkin eater.
So they want me to call him, or, you know, to kick him out of the group, basically. And they say that if I don't, then we're both out, basically.
Gotcha. Well.
Not good. No. Where do you guys golf at?
At Bridges Golf Course.
Nice.
Oh, gosh.
Nice.
We just had a big event there, too.
Yeah, y'all did.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, yeah, this is a big deal. I mean, golfers are diehards. You don't mess around with them.
Not only that, you don't mess with the score. Like, changing your scorecard. Like, I go disc golfing. I know it's not, like, relevant to actual golfing, but, you know, it's the honesty rule. You don't, I hate when people lie about how
it's
many strokes
sport.
It takes them. Yeah. It's like, oh, I got it in three. Like, no, you did it. No, you did it.
You're lying. So. So he's going to be kicked out. Is that what you're breaking the bad news to him about? Mm. He's out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh. How do you think he's going to take
and
it?
And I got stuck with it because he's my friend.
Oh, you poor thing.
Is he going to be okay with it or is he going to be upset? What do you think?
Will he deny it?
I think he might be upset about it.
Do you think he'll admit it or do you think he'll deny it?
I'm not sure.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess we'll see.
Well, let's take a swing at it.
Four. Well, this is what we're going to do, honey. We're going to mute our phone. You will be able to hear us, but Anthony will not. We will eventually, though, you know, chime in to help you out. Are you ready to break the bad news?
I guess I'm ready. Yeah.
As ready as you'll ever be.
Poor thing. All right, here we go.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Anthony, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right. I actually kind of have to talk to you about something.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
What's up, man?
It's about the Bridges group. They told me that they caught you changing your scorecard.
Oh, gosh.
What?
What?
Dude, Ariel, I know. That's not, you know me, that's not me. What are you talking about?
No, fam, it ain't me.
Oh, well, that's a thing.
Yeah, I don't know, like, I don't want to believe that, but, like, they told me that if I don't kick you out, then we're both out.
Oh, no.
Well, I don't do that. No way. Absolutely not. That's not who I am, okay?
Yeah, where's the proof, you know?
I'm sorry, man, I don't know what to tell you.
I think we should break.
Well, we'll just break. Yeah. Hi. Good morning. Is this Anthony?
Yeah. Who's this?
Hi, honey.
What's up, cheater, pumpkin eater?
Well, we don't know. Listen, Anthony. This is Kristen Shady from Kristen in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We're helping out your girl Ariel. We heard the bad news that supposedly, you know, your team thinks you're cheating. Although I really want to know. I mean. Are you really doing that, or is this, like, false? Because where's the proof in this? I love to watch, you know, Law and Order. There's got to be proof.
Oh, you and that Law and Order. Done,
I know.
Done.
So, seriously, Anthony, I mean, is this just BS or what?
All right, it's not. All right?
Oh, my God, you're doing it! Oh!
Anthony!
The crew's gotten a lot better since I joined, and I really have felt, like, left out. Everyone's really, you know, get improving, and I'm not, and I can't put in the time.
Right. Oh my gosh!
So I'm gonna say something right here because I've you know, being in sports and things like that, and Anthony, I've definitely been there. Now I have been on the course before disc golfing, and I know everybody's, you know, three, four, and then it's like eight. And you just you gotta own it, man, until you get better. It's like it's as long as they invite you to come with them, obviously they want you to be with them. You don't have to cheat on your score.
They obviously accept you right. for who you are, and I mean it's about having fun, isn't mm-hmm. it?
Yeah, that's why we got into this, right?
Exactly. See?
Yeah.
Aw. Well, maybe, I mean, it seems like, you know, he just wanted to be accepted by you guys. That's all. You know, he wanted to fit in with the rest of your awesome scores.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know, Ariel, is this something, like, maybe you could talk to the team about? Like,
I think he needs to talk to them.
Oh, well, that's
like,
true.
How about you?
I feel
about,
like I've already been put in the middle of this, kind of. And I don't know. I think they'd probably understand if you just talk to them about it.
Yeah.
What do you think, man? You think you can talk to the team and maybe see if you can get back on the course to hang out with your friends at Bridges?
Yeah. I mean, you know, this crew's my life. You know, I talked about it all week and I just, I would hate to be kicked out. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you've ever watched Sons of Anarchy, when they decide to get together, they go around and sit around the table with a gavel, and then they all vote, and then the president then makes the decision. So I think that's what might need to happen here.
You guys are going to have some decision-making. But you're okay with admitting to the rest of the team that you lied? Like, that's okay?
And to thousands of people on the radio right now?
Right, like, it's okay, man. Just admit it. We all do it, you know.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I cheated in algebra class, so.
Yeah, and I cheated in order to get this job. You know, it is what it is.